Grattis, du har rattat in en av Sveriges populäraste och roligaste spirituella poddar.
Och vi som har den här podden, det är jag, Jenny Larsson, och min underbara soulsister Jessica Isegran, som dessutom är en av Sveriges bästa, mest fantastiska, intuitiva coacher.
Och Jenny Larsson, denna queen, är alltså certifierad i Dolores Cannons fantastiska hypnosmetod QHHT.
Häng med, nu åker vi!
Hello! Hello and welcome to the Game Changers podcast! My name is Jessica Isegran, and with me I have the glorious red-haired bombshell.
Bombshell, Jenny Larsson, yay!
Welcome to your podcast, Jenny.
Yes!
It is a very special moment today because we are sending live.
Yes, we're live on YouTube. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. And we just decided that impromptu we were going to meet up and we were going to record a podcast.
Yes.
And then we said, let's do it live on YouTube. We don't have to do the, you know, editing of the video and stuff. So
Save
some
time.
It was your genius brain.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Came up with
thank
this.
You. It was my genius brain. Thank you. Thank you. And the cool thing is that if you watch this now, you will be able to hear that this amazing message before it's live on the podcast.
Yes. You will be first in the universe.
You will be first
if you're tuning to this live.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if we enjoy this, we may do this some more times because now this no one in the entire universe knows that we are sending live at the moment.
Only my two dogs.
Only your two dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not sure they know.
No. So on Wednesdays, like maybe have an eye on our YouTube channel. Because maybe we will do some live again. And I think next time, maybe we will tell you a little bit
earlier.
Yes. So you can join us. Because we love the interaction. I mean, we can do it an evening sometimes. Or maybe on a weekend. Let's see. But here we are, Jenny.
Here we are.
And we are at your place today.
Yes.
There's beautiful pictures behind us.
Yes, we
are in the house by the lake.
Yes. You're going to get some lasagna afterwards, and we're
going to,
maybe if you want to go for a doggy walk.
Yes, I have actually prepared for that. I brought my shoes, my dog walking shoes.
Good one.
The good ones.
So, Jessica, let's dive into it.
Yes, let's dive into this.
Right now, when we are live here, it's the 17th of April, we have gone through some massive, or are still going through some massive energetic shifts, some major astrological events. We had a solar eclipse like 1.5 weeks ago on the 8th of April. And I was actually watching it live. A guy was live streaming it from the States.
Yeah.
And he was so cute. You know, he was one of these guys. He was called Chuck.
Okay.
He was one of these guys. He was just, you know, you just felt he had a good heart.
Aww.
He was just there watching and he's like, oh, thanks so much for the donations. Thank you. So I was actually, and my kids were like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No, I'm just watching the solar eclipse live. And they thought I was completely messed.
Was it on YouTube then?
Yes, live streamed on YouTube. Aww. So I was watching there.
Yeah.
But the solar eclipse, I mean, we both felt that we want to talk a little bit about the transition and the huge shifts that are going on for many of us, if not all of us, if we're conscious about it or not conscious about it.
Yes.
I think we are affected by these massive events that are happening.
Yes.
So, Jessica, you want to start, how has it been for you these last like few weeks, maybe months? I mean, there's been shifts the whole time, really.
High energy, light energy. No, it's been like a very, very slow energy, and it's like a more like sitting with yourself energy, and also it's like a compressing energy when I think about it now, when I'm here to like find some words around it. It's like being pressed in, like forced to to stop what you do. I actually been feeling like I have to push myself to do things that used to come very easy for me before. So it's more, it's been like a pushing energy, not to rush over myself and not listen to if I'm tired or anything like that, but you know, just going out for a walk, meditation. I have to push myself to do these things. For one part of me just want to lay down in the bed and have a blanket over my head and stay there. Like a bear.
That goes into hibernation.
Feeling of hibernation. And I feel like it's you know, when you press, you get pressed like this, you will explode. So I feel that that will come later on. We will kind of,
we're waiting for the explosion.
Yeah, we're waiting for the explosion. And I think that the hard part is when you are like I am, and I'm sure that many of you who are listening to this, when you have this impatience inside of you, you want things to start moving, you want to feel the pull instead of the push. So it's also a bit frustrating, and of course working with your self-worth, because oftentimes our self-worth is connected to when we do things. And I have been working on this a lot in my life, and I've become so much better just to be. And I know that when you have these moments of pause, then you get more energized and you can do more after that.
Yes.
But when you are in this, and that it's been for such a long time for me this time, it's been a bit frustrating actually.
Yes.
I went to Florida in November, late October, beginning of November, and I'm so happy for that because I was filled with so much light and sun. And then we gone into this very dark period here, at least here where we live, on the east coast of Sweden. We haven't seen the sun much.
No.
So it's also been like prepared to have this inward looking period, like a retreat kind of. So how has it been for you, Jenny?
Yes. No, but I can agree on many things there, actually, Jessica. It's been, like you say, really a period of trial, I feel. Like, do you trust the process, which is, I know, has been one of my things to learn in this process. Do I trust that the universe, God, the angels, whatever you resonate with, that they have your back in this process. Also, there's been a lot of things coming up for me, especially with the eclipse. Like, I felt that everything that needed to be healed needed to come up and be seen, come up in the light. And also, I want to connect this to, if you look, we talked about this a few days ago. There's been a lot of things in society, in the United States, for instance, with Nickelodeon. There's been revelations around that. There's been like P. Diddy, and there's been a lot of abuse, things that we have known for years, but it's, you know, come up now in the light. So I think it's the same on a personal level, that we, things emerge that we have to look at to be able to jump to the next level.
Yes.
Because if you're in an air balloon, you can't really take off if you have so many sandbags, you know, weighing you down. You have to do something about these sandbags. So for me, for instance, it was very interesting. I started going into this, like you were talking about, Jessica, with self-worth. I started going in like, man, am I... Do I know anything, really? Do I know anything?
Yes.
Do I have anything to contribute to this world? You know, start doubting myself, start to, you know, really questioning what I was doing. And when I sat with this feeling, because I was like you, Jessica, well, I've worked through so much in my life. And this I've been, you know, working with for, you know, years, and think I landed in a pretty good place.
Yes.
But but then it came up again, and my ego started going off, and I sat with this, and it came through that, you know, this is not really from me, this is from my ancestors mm-hmm. coming up.
Yes.
But it's still affecting me. Yes. And that's why it's so easy for me to pick it up again, because it's in my cells, it's in my bloodline, and, you know, it affects me. And when the energies get so strong, and so, you know, this eclipse thing, bring it up in the light, this really came through, which really, you know, fortified my feeling. Maybe I just had a little inkling that, oh, what's going on? And maybe I can't, you know, handle this. Maybe, you know, I have nothing to contribute. And that gets really strong because it was in my ancestral line. So I what I did was I set an intention during the eclipse to release all that during the eclipse. And just, so I'm done with that. I don't need any more. I release it.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah, it's been.
So have you felt the shift then since the
Have you felt the shift since the shift? Did I have the shits since the shift? No, I actually did feel after the solar eclipse that things became lighter and lighter and lighter, and I felt it was easier after that to control my thoughts, to catch it quicker, and to like. Okay, now it pops up. No. I'm not gonna go there. Go ahead. Little ego, man, go and sit in the corner. I'm not gonna listen to you.
Yes.
So yes, it was easier for me to detect it and not to spiral downwards.
Yes, because what I've been thinking about, Jenny, when we inherit things from our ancestors, we have it in our energy, in our cells, but it's also like a habit. Because, you know, talking yourself down, thinking negative thoughts, worry, they are habits. So you also pick up habits from your ancestors, and you have be aware of them, and you have to change them.
Yes.
Yes.
If it's not affecting you in a good way, then of course.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Keep the good. But it's so interesting when you look back, and especially for some reason, and I think that's a frequency thing, that when you start with these negative thoughts, you create an emotion within you, your frequency lowers,
yes,
and you think more negative thoughts, and you go deeper and deeper down. And also when you are in that state, you may see more problems, and you activate another type of your brain when you focus on problems or when you focus on solutions. So it really is like you can dig your hole deeper and deeper when you are in that. So it's really, you need to be really strong to pull yourself up from that situation.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and it has been really trying, and I know for a fact that this slow period that you're talking about, Jessica, I've experienced that too. I felt that. And what has helped me from time to time, not all the time, because, you know, sometimes you're just like, man, I want to get out of this. But also knowing, having the philosophy that I think both you and I have, that okay, everything happens for a reason, we are here to learn, so what am I learning from this?
Yes, that's such a good thing, Jenny.
Yes, and I know that a huge part of this slow period for me has been partly because I needed it, you know, to take it easy, but also to control my ego. Because the ego voice has been so strong, so loud, and so, you know, really nagging at me. And that's a huge part of my learning curve in this life, to learn how to control that. And I've talked about this before on this podcast, but it is, and like we said earlier before we started recording, that it is very, very easy to handle the ego when things are going great.
Yes.
And the ego loves everything. And yes, you're like, yay, we're in the flow. And you're like, do-do-do. Yeah. You're like right there, you know, jazzing around with the ego.
Yes.
But when you know, things go a little bit downward, like we've been talking about now, then the ego can get really, really loud and not in a good way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not in a good way.
No.
So for me, that's been, you know, I've really had to work with that, to sit with that, to identify the ego, to really, okay, is this mine? And like I said, came up during the eclipse, no, this wasn't actually mine. Mm. And that's, I would like to, you know, convey that to everyone who's listening, that it's so easy to dig yourself down into a hole and you think, you know, all this, I should have worked through all this. Yes. I've been doing so much with my development and I don't know why this is coming up again. You know, you get into that loop. And just knowing that the ancestral stuff comes up as well, you know, that it could be things that, you know, there are thousands of years back.
Yes.
You know, and I see that, you know, in my work with the QHHT, as you know, Jessica, that previous lives or parallel lives, which they are really, I mean, they spill over energetically from what you have been through, from what your ancestors have been through. I mean, it's so, and it can be so tricky to identify that.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're not aware of it.
No, no. And I think that one thing is, like you said, Jenny, when everything goes good, it's the ego is satisfied as well. But when you have challenges, and also like you talked about self-worth, and we know that self-worth is connected in our society, is connected to our achievements.
Yes.
And that we do things. And then when we have this pause, we also have to fight our ego in that.
Yes.
And also I think that when we are a lot in the doing energy, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be like good things or anything. But if we are a lot in our doing energy, we don't really see and meet ourselves. So when everything goes slow, so you are kind of forced to see things that you kind of just tried to put down before.
Yes.
I act like they are not there because as long as I move, I don't have to think about it. So I think that's something to that too. If you wonder what it is, that sounds, one of the dogs are drinking water now.
Yeah, and it's more like a horse when it drinks.
Yes.
Or something like that.
It's like a horse drinking.
So all sounds in the background are two dogs walking around, drinking, eating stuff.
Yes. So I think that instead of like, which is so easy, I'm definitely there too. When we have these slow periods, it's so easy to judge ourselves. But what really happens is that things are getting into the light. You are forced to watch things about yourself that you maybe thought that you had healed.
Yes.
But you hadn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think that is so cool. We talked about, was it two episodes ago? We talked about the surrender experiment. And when Michael describes how he starts with simple tasks in the beginning to actually surrender to. And his mission was to always stay calm in every situation. And not to spoil anything, but if you read the book or listen to the book, at the end he goes through some massive things that could make someone, I mean, a lot of people just going crazy or losing their stability or their calmness.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's, it's important that we see that. It's like life responds to us. So, Jessica, if you say to the universe that I want to be happy and calm in every situation, yes, then we will give you new situations. Are you still happy and calm in this? Are you still? And that is not like to be mean or something. It's like, it's a training ground.
Exactly.
It's like if you are, if you're a very good like runner or something, or whatever sport you do, you always want to push yourself, like, so you get better and better. And this is the same.
Yes.
I want to be even better to stay calm in situations. I mean, like you said, there's no problem to stay calm. Everything is like, woohoo, kumbaya.
No.
When you are challenged, that's when you really see. And again, it is not that universe is testing you. It is that you said to the universe that I want to be calm, I want to be peaceful, I want to be happy. Great! Now we will help you to be that in every level of your life or every situation. Mm. So that's how I've been starting to watch, to see it.
Yes.
I'm not saying that it's easy when you are going through it.
No. It's not easy when you go through
it. No, it really isn't.
No. But I thought you had this, such a great... because when we were in this slow period, like you said, Jessica, you were guided to pick up a book again.
The Five Second Rule.
I would like you to share that, because that's very useful for everyone, I think.
Yes. What I have starting to notice is that I buy a book and... maybe I don't read it that much the first time, or I just like, wow, pick some information. Mm-hmm. And then some years later, do you remember? I mean, it was a couple of years ago that we found out about this.
Yes.
This woman.
Yeah.
And I bought the book and I listened to some of it, but I didn't follow because I catch what I needed then. This is a book about... It's by Mel Robbins. Mm-hmm. I think she's the world's most booked speaker.
Yeah.
She is very...
She's one of the, at least... I don't know if she does speak anymore or if she quit that, but anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
She's really famous, so you probably know who she is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
When she's talking on that book, that's what she said. Maybe she doesn't speak that much
anymore. I'll handle my dog. If you keep talking.
Yeah, I will keep talking. And... yeah, so it was like she was a lawyer and she had used to have everything working just perfect in her life, and then some things started to work not that good. She was on a contract and she couldn't continue working there, and she couldn't go for another job at the moment, and she had problem in her marriage. And her husband had a restaurant and it started to go really bad for the restaurant. Like everything in her life, all the parts felt like they were falling apart. And she didn't want to go out of bed. She just didn't want to.
No.
So she just snoozed every time. The alarm clock.
The whole day.
Yeah, she snoozed.
More or less.
Yeah. She didn't want to go out. And then one evening, she saw this rocket going up, and you count down for a rocket.
Yeah.
And it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And she was like, I can try that tomorrow. So the next day in the bed, she was just like, the alarm went on, she snoozed, and then wait a minute, I'm going to try that one. So she like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and she stood up. And and like she always says, it's simple. It's so simple. It's not easy.
No.
But with that little shift, she started to shift her life, to take command over her life again.
Mm.
Because what's happened is when you have an idea in your mind, an instinct to do something, you have 5 seconds and then your brain will go in and find excuses.
Yes.
Or your ego, or what you want to call it. It will find excuses, because we have talked about that a lot, Jenny. We always want to stand in the comfort zone, what we know, even though we hate that place.
Mm.
I mean, Mel, she hated her life. At least she hated herself, she hated her life, she hated everything. And still, she wanted to stay in it because it was kind of easier than doing the shift.
Yeah.
So what this 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 rule does is that it activates a part of your brain that makes you take decisions. And what you can do is, in everything in your life, if you procrastinate something, just use this rule. And actually, I started to use it as well, because I used to go up quite early and I really enjoy the mornings, but for quite a few years I've been telling myself that it's so nice to stay in bed, and I know how good I feel when I start my day meditating. So I decided that, okay, I'm going to set my alarm on 6 o'clock every morning, and I will 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 myself up. and start meditating. So I have started, and I use this rule in so many things. I mean, so many situations in my life. Like, there are some things in my business that I don't want to do some administration. Then I 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I do it. And if I sometimes find myself with a phone scrolling, I just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I put it away. And it's so effective.
Yes.
There are, and I think that what I usually do when I have periods, when I think life is challenging, I always ask for help. I ask the angels, the guides, God, whatever you feel, the universe, what you feel like you want to talk to, ask for help. Because you will be helped. And that popped up. I mean, I haven't been talking about this for ages, this book, or about Mel Robbins or anything. And just popped out in my mind. And I started to listen to it. And it was just perfect.
Yes.
For what I needed to.
Yes.
This moment. Yeah. And actually this time, I listened to the entire book in like one day or something. Maybe 2 days. And it's like 7 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it should be said, I just wanted to add to that too, that, I mean, since she started this 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, she also, I mean, she's done loads of research on the brain and how it works.
Yes.
And why it works so well to count down, because you can't count the other way, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No.
Doesn't do the same thing.
No.
So she's done a lot of research on the brain to get into action, and that you have to start actually physically moving. That's the thing after 5 seconds.
Yes.
Do something.
Yes.
You know?
Go like the rocket.
Yeah. You have to do something so you don't, you know, stagnate in where you are.
Yes. So. She actually had a TED talk back in 2011, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it at that time, it wasn't even, it was recorded, but it wasn't put on YouTube or anything like that at that time. But I think a couple of years later, it was put on YouTube. And she talked about something else. She talked about following your dream, I think. And you have like 20 minutes. You have to like 20 minutes on a TED talk.
Yeah.
And I think it was in the last minute she just mention this 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so she mentioned it. And then a few years later, someone put it up on the internet. And after it had a million of views, people started to mailing her, sending messages. And there are so many people around the world who use this 5-second rule. And then she was asked to actually write a book about it. And then she started the research, and like you said. So she spent 3 years to research why this actually works. And it's not just working for her. It's like people all around the world who literally change their life. And it's not like she said, it's not like if you have like bigger decisions in your life, like marriage or writing a contract for a house or something, maybe you shouldn't 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 yourself to do that. But the small things that when you have this, she calls it instinct, we call it intuition, when you have this nudge to do something, then do it.
Yes.
Like, oh, I should contact that person, or I think I should call that person, I want to talk to him, I want to do that. That's when you need to use this one, because it will take you forward in life, and it's going to take you where you are heading.
Yes, yes. It's so interesting. It's so interesting.
Yes, because the doubt and everything that the negative thought always comes in, and when you start being aware of it, it's so interesting. Mm. And she also says in this 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 book that, like I said before, worrying, for example, anxiety and these things like that, it's habits.
Yes.
And sometimes you might think that it's your personality, but it's actually habits, traits that you have
inherited
from. Yeah. And from other people around you. And when you start getting aware of how it's so often your brain plays these crazy games with yourself.
Yes.
The worrying, the criticizing, and.
Yeah. And that often gets magnified when, like we said, when you have these periods.
Yes.
When you have this, when you have the time, when it slows down or breaks, that's, you know, when the shit hits the fan, that's when you really get, you know, how strong are you? And I so much love this saying that's from, I think it's Joe Dispenza, actually. He's like, well, are you able to have a vision that's bigger than your reality?
Yes.
So like we said, when everything is going great, you know, everyone's happy chappy, it's great to have a vision, I'm going there, you know, it's fun, all roses. But when it slows down, can you still keep that vision?
Exactly.
And can you, you know, keep that, those thoughts, that, you know, motivation, that drive to reach that vision.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, it's also, you know, the realization that we need these periods.
Mm-hmm.
We need these periods. And it's like you were talking about, Jessica, the contraction is often
yes.
before the expansion comes.
Yes.
You contract and you have to rethink. Like both you and I were rethinking some things in our business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I going to keep doing this? What do I really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're just, you know, going on autopilot and you're doing your stuff and you don't really have that time to reflect, then, you know, you keep going. But maybe it's necessary for the next step, or I know it's necessary for the next step to, you know, to take that time for reflection. Doggies!
And I was thinking about, you know, the stars when they got compressed like this and then they explode and all the beautiful things that is created. I mean, we were created from that. The earth was created from that.
Yes.
So if we can see that, it's really tough when we are in this like compressed state.
Yes.
But on the other side. And actually, I think that it's always... There is always also a saying, I don't know if it's in English, but in Swedish, it's always darkest before the dawn.
It's a saying in English too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like,
yes.
And like you said, Jenny, that Joey Dispenza, can you have a holder, can you have a bigger vision than your, what is your situation?
Than your reality.
Your reality. Yeah,
your current reality.
Yeah. That is so hard.
Yeah.
When you are like.
Yes. Yes. Because you don't see it around you. And this is all the catch 22, everything mm-hmm. to do with mental training,
yes.
with spiritual development, or our development of our soul. You know, can we see that vision even though, you know, we don't have it? Because that's the only way to get there.
Yes.
If we all know, if you can see it, you know, if you can believe in it, you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is possible in this universe.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
But, you know, when there's like stagnation and mm-hmm. you're in that mud and you're walking around, it's like, you know, it is a challenge.
It is.
And it takes dedication and mm-hmm. devotion, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm.
So I've been, my sort of remedy for this slow period has been a little bit like you, Jessica, that, you know, to really focus in on meditation, to focus in on my consciousness every day. To focus in on, you know, if that nagging little voice comes, I just say, no, that's, everything's going to be all right. I know the universe has got my back. So that you have some type of mantra that you come back to, that you can use, and that you can work with the whole time. Because, you know, it's so easy to get your thoughts started. So my remedy has been to, you know, meditate extra, you know, and do things that light me up. You know, I'm with my dogs, I go out for a walk, you know, I do fun things with the family. And when I also look back on this slow period now, I think that, you know, we have a new dog, you just heard him and saw him here if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening, you can head over on YouTube to see my cute little dog. He's so cute, Alvin. But he's got a lot of energy. He's almost 2 years this summer. But he's got so much energy, much energy. And I realize, you know, if I've had like 200% with work, like this first quarter, of the year, this wouldn't have been possible.
No.
I can say that now. This wouldn't have been possible. We have two teenage girls. There has been some ups and downs, of course, as for everyone. And if I look back, I see it's a privilege to be able to be there for them most of the time. Of course, not the whole time. Sometimes I'm away. But, you know, you can. I often sit here and work at home when they come from school, and you can give them a sandwich or whatever. So to switch that mindset and be grateful for the good things that has actually come out of this introspective, this self-healing period, that has been, you know, that has been great.
Mm.
I also was on a healing program with, also was guided there with a wonderful woman called Kelly Kolodny. She channels the Archangel Raphael. Some of you might know her. And I don't, you know, I have like half an eye on her. She's great, but yes. You know. And then she had a healing program that came up that was like, and that was quite intense. It was like, you know, 4 days healing every week and for 3 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that.
Mm.
I just felt that you're supposed to do this.
Yes.
And under normal circumstances, I would not have, you know, had the time.
No.
And I would not have had, you know, the motivation to do that. But it was so right for me. But it was so much that came up and so much that was healed. And now looking back, I'm really grateful that I did it.
Yes.
Because I know there was a lot of things that I cleared as well in my body and in my spiritual, or my mental body and my emotional body, everything.
Mm.
So it's necessary for the next step.
Yes, true.
All these contractions that we go through.
Yes,
the
strength and the muscles. Say that you are working on your self-worth. That's what you are. That's one of your lessons in this life. Then you will get new challenges, so you can strengthen it even more and even more.
Yes.
So.
Yes, and not to be fooled in these periods that, you know, everyone else is doing great. Everyone is just cruising through this.
No, that's important.
Because we talked about that as well, Jessica, that I mean, you and I are a lot on Instagram and social media and stuff like that. And when you're in a contraction period like that, well, of course, you can go on social media, but you don't do it as much. And you don't actually feel like, you know, being on there.
No.
Because you need time for yourself.
Exactly.
So that hit me as well. That's why we don't see it as much either. You know, you get this Instagram picture, you know, Jessica, she's always happy. And but it's not strange either. I think it's not just that we don't want to show that side at all. I think it's also that you don't feel like going on social.
No,
you need to be
course.
With yourself.
Yes.
But we need to be aware of this, that, you know, that's also a factor why we don't see that in social media so much.
Of course.
And not to compare with, because we all have our stuff that we go through.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how highly evolved you are. You will get new challenges, new things that come up in your consciousness that you need to work on.
Yes.
And
it's for everyone. It's not a journey when you arrive. It's always.
Yeah.
It's
continuous.
It's continuous and continuous and continuous.
Like we said, how big is this goddamn onion that
yes,
we have?
Yes.
That we're peeling off the layers.
Yes.
It's just like, all right, another layer,
yes.
another layer. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And so, that's also, to be aware of that process is helped me a lot, you know, that, okay, this is for my highest good. And this is, it's been so funny. Every time, talking about guidance, time I opened up Instagram, when I was in this really, you know, like, before I realized the self-worth was with the ancestors and things, every time I opened Instagram, there was tarot readers.
Yes.
And they were saying, trust the process. This is for your highest good.
Yes.
And I was like, God, is it? Of course, I know it's algorithm that if I watch one tarot reader, another one comes up.
Yes,
but they were all saying the same thing.
Yes,
every
yes.
time I opened it up, it was like, trust the process. God's got your back.
Yes.
Everything's going to work out for your highest good. And it came to the point where it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
It was ridiculous.
Yes, yes.
And I was just, I had to look
Did you
up.
Get the message then, finally?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was, I was like, okay, I get it.
Yes.
But still, we want proof, we want reassurance, we want, you know, we want to know that this is, you know, happening.
Mm.
So all these, this last period of time, I don't know how you experience it, please share with us, it would be fun to hear. But I feel very strongly that a lot of us have been going through this on a conscious level.
Yes.
We know things have come up, we know that we are evolving, but it's been goddamn hard.
Yes. Yeah, I did a poll on my Instagram account yesterday about this, like, how are you feeling? Are you feeling like you have to push yourself, or are you feeling pulled, everything goes easy? And everyone has, who had answered, said no, it's been a more of a push yourself energy. So you are not alone in this.
No. Yeah, exactly.
And like, you know, do you remember, I know you remember, but we someone who we listened to a lot before, is Guru Singh.
Yes.
He always called this the Earth School, and it really is a school. We are here to learn and grow. And every level has a new devil, because they're always changing. And I think it's important that you mention that, Jenny, as well, because everyone goes through challenges. If you want evolution, if you want to grow, if you want your soul to grow in this life, there will be challenges. We don't grow when everything in life is smooth. I'm not saying that we should wish things upon us, but it's like, I mean, there are so many things that are in our mind. It's a mind game.
Yeah, it's a mind game.
It really is a mind game.
It's all a mind game.
Because if someone else saw my life, they would be like, okay, but what's the problem?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the problem? I don't see the problem, Jessica. I don't see the problem. But I'm going through challenges in my life because I have to work with my ego and my thoughts and the things that I have with me.
Exactly.
Through this period of time.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And I think it's really important that you have people around you that you can talk to about this stuff, so you don't go through the periods alone.
Yes.
I think that is, I mean, we have each other, we have a few more friends that we can share this.
We can be crazy with.
Yeah, we can be crazy with. So that is super important to like share and see that you are not the only one going through these periods. And it's always like, I mean, if you remember, maybe you don't remember, but you've seen someone else learning to walk. It's not like from one day to the other, they stand up, everything is smooth, everything works, they never fall down, they never cry, they never hurt themselves. Now it's the same thing. We continue to grow, and we will fall. It's just that we fall in different ways now than when we were learning to walk. So it's
yes, and we all
part of the human.
Yes, it's part of the human experience.
Yes, it is. It is part of the human experience.
Yeah, yeah. And when you can, also coming back to this, you know, how we can go through it. For me, it's been also a lot of gratitude.
Mm.
I mean, thinking about, you know, what do I have? And I also heard another great tip. I can't remember where now, so I can't give credit to the person who said it, but there was a woman that said that, you know, and we know this, you know, when you go into fear,
yes,
either it's a real fear,
yes,
which is there's a bear,
there's a dog, an angry dog,
what am I gonna do?
Yes,
you act, yeah, you do something,
you can do something.
Or like 99% of the other fears, they are not real, they are created by your mind.
Yes.
So you make a quick assessment. You say like, okay, is this going to kill me in the next 2 minutes?
Yes.
Mm? And if the answer is no, okay, then I can let it go.
Yes.
It's not a real fear.
No.
So that's also, I think that was brilliant to be able to think that. Because, you know, I've spun off into, you know, I quit my job and I started, you know, my healing practice on full time. You know that, Jessica?
Yes.
And
he's breaking the blanket over there. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
If we're a bit distracted.
There's some real action behind this scene. I'm going to turn the camera so you guys can see what's happening.
Do that. Yeah. If you feel distracted, yeah.
Here are the ones. And Ron looks really guilty.
Yeah.
It's a brown dog, but he's not.
It's Alvin pulling his blanket, and he's trying to sleep, actually. But he's ripping the blanket apart.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Janice.
Good job, Alvin.
For interrupting your...
No, that's
but,
all right.
But that's a really good one.
Yes.
That, is this going to kill me in the following 2 seconds. No.
Yeah,
exactly. I've heard that before as well. It's super powerful.
Yeah.
And like the 5-second rule, it sounds a bit stupid and simple, but it's so efficient.
Yeah.
So try that.
Yes.
And then you will calm your system down.
Mm. Yes. And for me, it's a lot about pulling myself back to the here and now.
Yes.
Which means that, you know, and you can use that, you know, is this going to kill me? What is that? It's the plastic. Excuse me. How did he get that?
I don't know.
Sorry. Anyways, so that's, you know, because the economic worries, for instance, if you quit your stable job that you have.
Yes.
And you're like, man, if this goes on, you know, maybe after the summer, you know, then how am I going to pay the mortgage? And I was like, okay. So that's your brain going off into the future.
Yes.
So, okay, come back here. Is it going to kill me right here now?
Yes.
No, it's not. Do I have food on the table today? Yes, I do. Can we pay our bills today? Yes, we can. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Let it go.
Exactly.
So that's such a powerful thing to do. Pull yourself back into the here and now and see if you're okay in the here and now.
Yes.
And in most cases, we are.
Yes.
We are okay in the here and now.
Yes, yes.
And to realize that the future is now he's got my slipper. He's got my slipper now.
Alvin.
Jessica.
And if we need to take action, I mean, we have to reevaluate, like, should this continue, for example, the things that are going on? Then we have to make a change and trust that we can do that. Trust ourselves. We know we can do that. I mean, so it's like trust ourselves, trust life, trust the process. But it's super important to see, is this killing me at this now? Or do I have food on the table? Do we have like that? It's super important to see. Yeah.
Is this killing me right now?
Yes.
Alvin, no, it's not, but you're very...
He's annoying.
I love this dog. He's so crazy.
Yeah. He's
got a lot of energy.
Yeah, a lot of energy. I'm not sure he has slept since I came here, Jenny.
No, I think he laid down for about 5 minutes and then he's like with his toys and disturbing his brother.
After the amazing lasagna, which is vegan, we will take him for a walk.
Yes, we will take him for a walk.
And his brother for a walk.
And his brother.
Yes.
All right, Jessica, but are we going to wrap this up now?
Yes, I think we should do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to talk about this today just to be transparent.
Yes.
Because I know, I talked to someone and I can't remember who again, of course, but and I said, well, we've been going through, you know, kind of a rough patch and it's been like challenging and, you know, all these things. And so I said, what? You? What? Is that possible?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And all this that we've been talking about, I'm a mental trainer, you're a meditation teacher, you're a coach, there are so many preconceived notions.
Yes.
I think it's important to say that, you know, we're going through things as well.
Yes, everybody does.
On different levels, you know.
Yes.
And from the outside, it might not seem, you know, at all. And there are, of course, levels of the challenges. But we should also honor the challenges. Because I remember I had a close friend and her kid was going through, I mean, massive, massive, massive. It was so heartbreaking and challenging and it's like almost on the verge of dying, and I mean there are of course, no comparison, but she got so tired of people saying, oh, well, I can't talk about me because you're going through this and this. Oh, so, I mean, she couldn't hardly talk to people because they were just seeing her situation and feeling.
It was
a dog emerged.
Yeah.
No, but so eventually, and she got so sick about talking about her situation. Yes. She wanted to hear about, you know, what was going on in your life.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yes. And they were like, oh, well, this is nothing because I know what you're going through. So, oh, let's not talk about me. You're going to, because I know that you're having much worse than me.
Yes.
So, of course, there are levels, but I mean, we should honor what we're going through.
Yes, always.
Always, always. Honor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always. So honor your process, honor what you're going through, and know that everyone else, no matter what you think and what you think their life looks at on the outside, and that's why it's so important to be open with it. Because if I didn't have you guys to talk about this and some other friends, you know, I would have been... You know, when we had that talk last week, it felt so much lighter after that.
It's important that you reach out to your friends and family and that you have someone to talk about when you go through this period. And there is also, I want to mention that when you work as a coach, as a mental trainer, as a healer or something, it's all also comes this thing that you can be so double disappointed in yourself when you feel low or something, if you have if you're going through challenges. That's another thing, and then you will just put
because you shouldn't be
going through these
in
fears.
Quote unquote,
yes, and then you push yourself even further down,
yes, because you shouldn't be down there.
You shouldn't be down there.
You shouldn't be down there. No. So why are you down
you
there? You're
happy,
a coach.
Clappy.
Yeah, you're helping everyone else.
Yes. So that's another thing. And that's also, I mean, we have talked about this when it comes to spirituality, when you start realizing things and you work on keeping yourself, like, you know, not being overly reactive to things that happens and things like that. And when you blame yourself, when you react to something or you think negative thoughts or things like that. So it's like, it's a journey. Everything, again, is a journey. It's a journey through life. And you're not alone.
Are not alone, cause I am here with you. Though you're far apart, you're always in my heart. And you are not alone.
No. Someone just came in and they just like left the
line
again.
Cause I am here. You. They left.
Yeah,
they tuned in when we were singing and left.
Is this a singing channel or what is this? yes, we're gonna wrap this up.
We're gonna wrap this up. But I want to say something more before.
Yes.
And please, dogs, shut up. Anyways, I want to say that this contraction period, please share. Have you gone through it or? What do you feel? But we also feel very strongly it's just what you were mentioning. It's before an expansion.
Exactly.
It's before a huge expansion. We're on the verge of something huge.
Yes.
We're creating new Earth. That is where we're heading. Where, you know, but this is the sort of the in-between a little bit.
Yes,
feel.
Yes.
And we're shedding a lot of the stuff we're not going to bring with us. And it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
The future is bright, as always. As always, as all, everything. I mean, if you look back in your life. Excuse me. when haven't things worked out?
Exactly.
Always. They always do.
They always do.
Yeah. And that's also a good thing when you have these dark periods in your life. Make a list. See, every time before when you felt like this will never end or what it's... See, everything ends. Mm. This too shall pass.
Mm.
Everything ends.
This too shall pass.
Yes.
And we can make the process easier through, you know, sharing with our friends, honor our process.
Yes.
See that everything is for your highest good.
Yes.
And you are learning things in the process, and you know, stick to your routines, like we were saying.
That is super important.
Super important.
Super important.
To not dig yourself down is to stick to your routines.
Exactly.
Do things that make
when
you happy.
When it can feel the hardest to do it, you need to do it because that's when you really need it.
Mm.
If you like running, you like walking, meditating, doing yoga, don't stop doing these things. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 yourself.
Yes.
And just do it.
Good,
even if you don't
good
feel
habit,
like
yeah.
it, do it, do it, do it. It's super important.
Yeah. Break and do something else.
Yeah, break and do something else. Take action, like you said, Jenny. And this built a tremendous strength in you. Because
yes.
when you can do this, when you don't feel like it, when you are challenged, it will make you so powerful, knowing that you can always come back in every situation.
Yes.
It's not about how many times you fall, it's how many times you actually stand up again.
That's it.
I mean, that's important.
That's important.
That's important. Just
that
remember
was,
that.
Yeah, I think that was a great way to end it,
yes.
Jessica.
Yes.
Yeah, today.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had a bit of a messy broadcast here.
Yes.
With some doggy
and
sounds.
Actionable. Yeah.
And since they follow their, you know, highest inkling the whole time.
Yes.
And their highest passion. Now I want to, you know, argue with my brother. Now I want to take this bone. Now I want to take her slipper. You know, just acts.
Yeah. He acts. I don't think he has to do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He just does.
He just does it.
We have to learn from Alvin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alvin is our teacher. And
yes.
that's actually a good point. I think that's why he came into my life. He's so happy all the time.
Yeah.
So just playing, having fun. You know,
yes.
doing the things he feels like. Yeah, that's why many of our furry friends are here.
Yes.
To show us that.
Is it a new bone he's been?
Yes, that was
okay.
the one he hid before.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So it's not anything else. Okay. Yeah, sorry for being a little bit like...
Distracted
today, but...
It's Alvin.
Yeah, it's Alvin.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Everything in divine alignment.
Of course.
Of course. Well, thank you very much, whether you're listening or watching this or wherever you are and whenever you are listening to this, we appreciate you so much.
Yes.
And hope that this retrograde and solar eclipse and everything that's been...
And also, upon this, we've been having winter. And I mean winter in Sweden, actually, in the North Hemisphere, is a period to also... take it slower. So it's been so many things. I think that's what's making it a bit tougher this year. That's everything is like slowing down in so many ways. So, but now spring is coming, summer is coming, and
huge expansion.
Huge expansion.
Coming. Okay, beautiful one. Sending you so much love, so much gratitude and appreciation. It's a hard word to say in English. Appreciation.
Yes.
But we love you anyways.
Yes, we love you.
Yes.
And see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.